On Fridays, many Kabulis pack into their cars and leave the traffic-jammed capital behind. They get on the Kabul-Mazar Highway and head out about 20 kilometers to the Shamali Plain. Here they relax in vineyards, eat grapes, dried fruit, and walnuts, and drink tea. The stretch of land from Kabul to Shamali is some of the most fertile in Afghanistan. But the plain saw heavy fighting over the past 30 years, serving as a front line first after the Soviet invasion, and then under the Taliban years. Homes and farms were destroyed. Large areas were littered with mines. But things are changing for Shamali. The one-lane highway is now two. Farmers have come back and replanted their vines. Residents say in the past few years, they have again been able to rely on their land for food. Rias, who works in Kabul, makes the commute from Shamali to the capital several times a week. His family has lived in the district of Guldara for generations. Guldara means Valley of Flowers in Dari. Rias remembers what the plain was like before the Taliban. He says before it had everything. It had pears, apples, grapes, it had raisins, figs, apricots, peaches, and it had cherries. Rias, whose father was killed when the Soviets invaded, says that when the Taliban took over in 1996, there was no work. He was scared that he would have to fight, so he and his mother left for Pakistan, where he wove carpets for $4 a day. Most Shamali residents left during the Taliban years. They went to Pakistan or Iran. Shopkeeper Mama Nazir was an exception. He decided to stay and then was jailed by the Taliban. Nazir remembers the day he was taken by the Taliban from the front of his shop. 2 years and 6 months later, he got out. He says that when he got out of jail, the situation was so bad that if he had taken pictures, people would have not believed that this was the Valley of Flowers. There were no trees, no houses, everything had burned. Not even birds were here, and even the shop had burned. This place, Nazir says, was crazy. The Shamali Plains location and its vineyards seem to have been both a blessing and a curse. The Kabul-Mazar Highway is the only road entering the capital from North and Central Asia. So whether it was the Soviet convoys lining the highway and the Mujahideen attacking them from the vineyards, or Taliban fighting the Northern Alliance from the capital, the area was prime for fighting. An estimated 200,000 residents left Shamali between 1998 and 2000. When the U.S.-led foreign forces came in 2001, the United Nations started returning displaced villagers. Ria says that was the hardest time. He says when they came back, they did not have a house, so they had to put up a tent and live in it. The economy was not good, so they could not afford a house. They had to build one, so they were living outside. It has taken 9 years to get where they are. After 9 years, residents here say things are much better, but still, there is not enough water. The irrigation canals and the roads are in poor condition, but there is a school and a clinic. The fruit stall sellers say they are back to selling their fruit to the Kabul Bazaar, though the market is not good and it is hard to get decent prices for their grapes and apples. As one seller speaks, another from the next stall says he can only sell fruit for 80 to 100 Afghanis a kilogram, roughly $2, which is much less than in previous years. The two talk back and forth about how they used to export fruit to Pakistan and India and raisins to Russia. They say the government has promised to start exports again, but many think those are empty promises. While many people here in Shamali say they are optimistic about the future, they still fear that the Taliban may come back, and they complain that government corruption makes it harder for the farmers who are bringing life back to the Shamali Plain. This is Bethany Matta for VOA News.